let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped by Fred Fox is a book introducing ethics in an uncomplicated way, explaining why you are important to all mankind and how you can live up to your responsibilities and expectations by simply telling the truth. To Tell the Truth. Ethics Unwrapped also introduces a newer approach to thinking and building the future. You, the individual, are the way to the future of mankind. Fred is an aged but well-mellowed retiree, geologist, entrepreneur, widower, photographer, writer, and accordion player living in the Arizona desert near Tucson. This book, the result of a life-changing peak experience in 1993 at age 60. Soon after discovering the hard way that he didn't think like an engineer, Fred moved into the arts and sciences, where his thoughts and writing abilities found a better fit, and he's been thinking and writing philosophically about Earth and living for more than 60 years. While founding two successful corporations, he earned an MBA employing a rational approach to people and ethics. Finding that most folks have no true grasp of ethics, he set about clarifying the subject to make it more accessible to those who would profit from it. Turns out that it's simpler than he thought, and everyone can benefit. Fred says ethics is not rocket science. It's more important than that. And Fred Fox, author of To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped, is our guest on This Week in America. Fred, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I am looking forward to this conversation. It is so important what you've done and your years of study. How did you get involved in this, understanding the importance of ethics to the point that you've now written this book, To Tell the Truth? Where's this come from?
Well, I started my adult life at one of the best engineering schools in the country. I think at that time it was number three after MIT and Caltech. And I proceeded to flunk out my sophomore year with a 0.28 GPA. Now, that's, you don't have to know much about GPAs that know if you multiply that by 10, it's still not very good. Anyway, an old dean who we always wondered what he was doing walking up down the halls called me into his office. He was about 80 years old, I guess, or in his 80s. He explained to me the facts of college life, and he said I had a 3-pound brain like everybody else, but it didn't think like an engineer's brain. But since I'd gotten into this highly respected school, I must have something in there. So he suggested that I major in one of the two subject I passed, which was military science and geology one. And he said if I could pull a 3.0 the next semester, they'd keep me in school. And he was pretty smart.
Yes, he was.
I did. I got the average, and they kept me in school. And I spent the next 50 or so years being a pretty good geologist. And all because a smart old guy knew more than a dumb young guy and had faith in me.
You know, sometimes
and all three of those things I've just been through are covered somewhat in the book. I'm talking about the 3-pound brain, smart, and trust. And they're covered in the book.
And
I've had quite a life. I don't know how much you want me to go into this.
Well, let me tell, if somebody's just joining us, our guest on the program is Fred Fox. To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped is the name of his book. I love the way it starts when you've got actually somebody in college who is giving you some guidance, just not taking your money, and I'm sorry you flunked out, somebody else is going to take your spot, but actually guided you to a very successful career as a geologist. And you touch on some very important topics, some what we think very basic topics most of us don't give a lot of thought to, and you do a deep dive into these. Let's talk about why we are here. This is interesting. We talk about where we fit into mankind. Where do we fit into mankind? Why are we here?
Why are we here? We're here to create the future, to build the world that that we were born into. We each create our own life as we live it.
Yes.
And creation is pretty basic. It's pretty wonderful stuff. I mean, we think of creation, we don't think of the guy next door, but he's creating. It's just a matter of figuring out what's in our brains. We know truth. It's all around us. Everything you look at is there. It's true. The problem is we're usually told what to think by the groups we belong to, and we forget that we are creators and very important people, and we should be thinking for ourselves. It's one of the common faults that goes along with a progressive society like we have. We get involved in groups. We forget ourselves. We have to get back to ourselves because that's who we are.
Well, and one of the keys you talk about, I mentioned that in the beginning, you, the individual, are the way to the future of mankind. Fred Fox is our guest on the program. The books are Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped. You started to talk a little bit about some of the basic parts of the book that reflect your life story. I'll go back and pick up on that because that's so important. That's who you are, and that gives us the background as we read to tell the truth. Let's start with the brain. Talk a little bit about that, how important that is. And we all have a 3-pound brain, but that's maybe the only similarities many of us have.
Well, we each start off with the same brain, and it's 3 pounds. Didn't used to be. Back in history, it was pretty small. But as mankind progressed, the brain got bigger. And if you think about that, you figure it must be adding information, and which is why we need a larger brain. And what else could it be? What information we can get just for a living, based on the past. And the past is very important. And we don't have any idea about the future. We're building it. If we knew what we were doing, we'd be in better shape.
And you go into that in detail in the book, To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped by Fred Fox. Again, it's something that when you think about it, makes perfect sense. But the problem is we don't really think about it that much. I mentioned in the beginning this life-changing experience you had back in 1993, age 60, which proves you're not too old to learn something. Talk about that, the impact that had on you, and that impact is what you're sharing with us now, part of the message of To Tell the Truth. What happened at that experience that changed you in 1993?
It was a very strange thing. It was a true enlightenment. I was at a summer symposium at Colorado School of Mines to pick up some information. And I went to sleep one night. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just sat bolt upright. And I said, "It doesn't matter." I yelled out, "It doesn't matter." And there was nobody else in the room. I was by myself. It was way out in the country. And I think they could have heard me in Denver. But it was a true enlightenment in that the room was totally light. There were no shadows. It was pitch black at about 3 o'clock in the morning. And but yet the inside of the room was bright, bright light. And it hurt my eyes. I have a hard time remembering it because it was so it was so rapid.
Yes.
It was quick. And in a very few minutes, there was no time involved. But in a very few moments, I just saw the truth. That's very, very hard to explain. But I didn't see my life flash in front of my eyes or anything like that. I saw truth. It bright light. And I yelled, it doesn't matter. And to make a long story short, because it is a long story, what came out of this is I spent the next several plus years trying to figure out what it doesn't matter means. What doesn't matter? And that led to the book, because I never really could put my finger on exactly what it is that doesn't matter, but it's part of my life. I just
yes.
I can't really explain it, but it was a true enlightenment.
And you go into detail. You can find all of this in Fred's book, To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped, by Fred Fox, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll link you on to Fred's page on Amazon with the book. You can also follow some of what Fred's talking about at his website, extremeethics.org. And again, that information is available on our website. In the book, you touch on metaphysics, and people hear metaphysics, and it's a big word, and it's sometimes a frightening word for those of us that are not scientifically oriented. What are you talking about with metaphysics?
Well, exactly is not the proper term to use for metaphysics, because I'm not sure anybody really knows exactly what it is.
Thank you for saying that. That makes perfect sense. We want to put everything in a little box, don't we? And sometimes it doesn't fit in the box. So broadly, what are we talking about with metaphysics?
Well, you won't find out about it much by looking it up, because all the different references are different. Some conflict. Some people say it's impossible. It's abstract theory, really, with no basis in reality. Now, that's rather tough to grasp. I'm not sure anybody does, and I think that's probably the reason why you can't find a good definition.
Yes.
But it goes beyond what we think of as physical reality. It deals in ideas. And it's they're products of consciousness, which is the overweening feature of the universe. Everything has it. And what the brain does, it's what has to be figured out so mankind can reach its goal, whatever that is. We have no idea what that is. All I can tell you is go figure. It's very complicated, but basically it's about ideas, and it conflicts with science, the science as we know it, which tends to be limited because everything has to go by the scientific method, and metaphysics has no idea what the scientific method is. It floats along all by itself.
I learned something there in what you said. I've been trying for years to get a handle on metaphysics, and there's no handle, apparently, or there are multiple handles. So I feel much better that you've given us an honest answer what we're talking about with metaphysics.
There really is no handle. You're right about that.
I feel much better.
It's been around for 5,000 years.
I thought it was just above me intellectually. So now it's nice to know that. So I appreciate your honesty in talking about that. Fred Fox, our guest on the program. The book is To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped. Boy, time is going by so quickly. I want to touch on something you write about, first principles. What exactly are you talking about with first principles?
That's, again, you know, we're in philosophy here. And philosophy is rather famous for not finding answers, that they look a lot.
Okay.
philosophers look.
Sometimes there's benefit in that, isn't there?
First principle is what really is. Like truth is the first principle. The earth is the first principle. They're all around us. They're intangibles like intelligence and morality are first principles. They're basic truths. They're hard to grasp, which is why we're not grasping them very easily. But they're important because they are basically what is. It's difficult to grasp because it's difficult to talk about. It's the basis of first principle is the basis of being. The cause of everything. We talk about what is. I mean, is what's here.
Well, yeah, right.
You are first principle because you are. And you are truth as well because you are.
Well, you've done a nice job of...
Does that help at all?
Yeah, you know, that helps. And it's interesting when they say philosophy, it's just sort of looking around. And I'm thinking maybe we should do more of that, looking around and maybe
that
expand our...
That's absolutely true.
Yes, expand our minds and give us more questions, and then we look into those questions. The book is a fascinating read, To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped by Fred Fox. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. A couple minutes left in the program. What do you hope the message is in the book, To Tell the Truth, that's sort of the takeaway as people read the book? What do you hope that they get? What is the message you want them to receive from the book, To Tell the Truth?
Well, basically, we have to go beyond science. And it's easy to do, and it's hard to do at the same time, because we're so inured to the scientific method that we have a hard time getting past something that you can't quantify. What I try to bring out in the book is the underlying thing here is spirituality, and I do not mean religion. I mean,
yes,
there is a dimension to mankind, to man, that is beyond the physical and beyond the mental. We see three dimensions, and now we figured out, well, time must be one as well. So there are four, but there are probably, depends on what you read, but some people think there are infinite dimensions. And the route to these dimensions beyond science is our right brain. And we have two brains, and we have one brain with two hemispheres, and we have a left brain, which is a practical brain, and we have the right brain, which understands things like beauty and things you can't quantify, you can't even describe, because they're first principles, and you can't describe something that doesn't have a beginning. It doesn't seem to have a beginning.
Yes.
And we're just beginning to break that egg. It's a matter of using the right brain, and you can do that. You can concentrate on it. People have written books on it, and it's pretty simple once you get the hang of it. But it's tough to use because it's not a thing, or the brain's a thing, but what it does isn't a thing.
Exactly.
It deals with intangibles, and we have to start using it in order to get past science.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
And we can get past science because there are people doing it. The book makes it simpler, I think. I've tried to do that. I've tried to make it more commercial, if you will.
Well, you break it down so that we can understand it. It's such an important topic, and it gets you thinking, expanding, and that's never a bad thing. The book is To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped by Fred Fox, our guest on the program. I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end to talk about, I mentioned in the beginning, living the truth, to tell the truth. How important is that truth? How important is that to us?
Well, truth starts TRU and trust starts TRU, and they're related. How can you deal with a person you can't trust?
Exactly, yes.
You have friends, and one of the reasons they're friends is probably because you trust them pretty much completely. And trust is extremely important in life because if you can't trust somebody, you really can't deal with them. That's it, very simply. Truth, even lies begin in truth. Everything begins in truth because truth is, again, the first principle, what is. And a lie isn't. It's an aberration of the truth. The book tries to get some complicated issues across simply, and I think it does.
It does. You that's what's so nice
I
about
think it
reading
does
it.
succeed in that.
It does. It breaks it down. Don't think you're going to be overwhelmed by this because you will understand a lot of principles you've heard about and never understood before by the way that Fred is able to break these down. The book is To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped by Fred Fox. Very simple book available at Amazon, the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Fred's website is extremeethics.org. Fred, the time has gone by way too quickly in the program. So much more to talk about, but I'll direct the people to the book, To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped, and they can read it, and suddenly it builds a better foundation in their life, no matter how old they are. You received this revelation we were talking about at age 60, and it sounds like still learning on a day-to-day process. Fred, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing information on To Tell the Truth.
Yes, I hope I didn't confuse anyone. I know I'm confused myself, and that's what my life is all about. I'm trying to figure out what doesn't matter.
Well, you've
You
uncon.
find out something about it in the book, and you can figure it out yourself.
That's right. And you can be unconfused by reading the book. Finally, some of these principles that you've heard about and thought, I don't quite understand those. Now you can. The book by Fred Fox is To Tell the Truth, Ethics Unwrapped. Book available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.